the week's cases for the week ending June 20th, 2025 by Alman Astor, LA County Public Defender's Office. Parole eligibility precludes finding a sentence functionally equivalent to LWOP. Penal Code Section 1170D1 allows juveniles sentenced to life without parole, LWOP, to petition for resentencing. In Heard, 83 Calat 5th 608, the court held that denying juvenile offenders who have been sentenced to the functional equivalent of LWOP, the same opportunity violates equal protection. See also Sorto 104 Calat 5th 435 and Bagsby 106 Calat 5th 1040, agreeing with Heard. Numerous juveniles sentenced to lengthy terms obtained relief after Heard. At the age of 17, this defendant was sentenced to 42 years to life. There's a dispute about how long a sentence must be to qualify as FLWOP, but that's not the issue here. Instead, this Court of Appeals says that eligibility for a youth offender parole hearing, YOPH, after 25 years, pursuant to Penal Code Section 3051, moots the claim that the client is serving FLWOP, regardless of the length of the original sentence. This Court of Appeal claims that Franklin, 63 Cal 4th 261, compels that result. Quote, "The requirement of a youth offender parole hearing moots a juvenile defendant's constitutional claim that he is serving a sentence that is the functional equivalent of LWOP," close quote. The Court of Appeal in Sorto addressed this and determined that eligibility for a YOPH was irrelevant to eligibility under 1170D1. Quote, "We also agree with the Heard Court that parole eligibility under Section 3051 does not render an offender ineligible for relief under Section 1170D," close quote. This is the first Court of Appeal to disagree with Heard, and it never even mentions Sorto. All clear now? Appeal versus Ortega, G063201, 612-25 CA 4th Division 3. Failure to object at trial forfeits claims of Racial Justice Act violations. The Racial Justice Act, RJA, is violated when someone has, quote, used racially discriminatory language about the defendant's race, ethnicity, or national origin, close quote. Penal Code Section 745A2, quote, "Racially discriminatory language," unquote, includes, quote, "language that to an objective observer explicitly or implicitly appeals to racial bias, including but not limited to racially charged or racially coded language, language that compares the defendant to an animal," close quote. Penal Code Section 745H4. There's a lot of such language here, but the Court of Appeal focuses on the judge telling the defendant during sentencing that, quote, "it's easy to bust into people's houses, homes, and take property because they're not there or because you're a strong young buck and you can do these things at will," close quote. The AG concedes that the use of strong young buck violated the RJA, but the Court of Appeal refuses to accept that concession. Court of Appeal rules that the failure of defense counsel to object to any of the racially charged language used by the judge forfeits any RJA claim. The defense argues that the failure of defense counsel to object was ineffective assistance of counsel, IAC. The Court of Appeal rejects this position, saying that trial counsel might have had rational tactical reasons not to object. Buell versus Wagstaff, H050597, 612-25, CA6th. Restitution may be ordered decades after sentencing. 30 years after the defendant was sentenced with no restitution order, the DA sought and obtained restitution. In McCune, 16 Cal 5th 980, the Cal Supremes ruled that sentencing judges retain jurisdiction over defendants subject to a restitution order until the losses can be determined. Hilton, 239 Cal App 4th 766, and Waters, 241 Cal App 4th 822, barred restitution orders after probation is terminated or expires. The Supremes didn't disapprove these cases, instead saying, quote, "In both Hilton and Waters, the courts of appeal held that a court lacks jurisdiction to impose new restitution orders once the period of a probation has lapsed. Neither case considered the scope of a court's jurisdiction in the scenario we confront here, in which a sentencing court has timely ordered victim restitution and later fixes the amount of restitution after the amount of the victim's losses becomes ascertainable," close quote. The defense here relies on a concurring opinion in McCune by Liu, Evans joining, saying that they concur on the understanding that restitution must be fixed when the information becomes available to ascertain the amount of loss, so jurisdiction is doubtful if if restitution is ordered beyond the time it becomes became available or reasonably discoverable. The Court of Appeal rejects reliance on the concurring opinion of McCune, saying that the McCune majority held that, quote, the trial court retains the power to fix the amount of restitution even if probation is terminated, close quote. The Court of Appeal describes this case, quote, is there a time limit for a defendant to pay restitution in a criminal case? Here we decide the passage of time does not limit a court's authority to order restitution in a criminal case, close quote. All clear now? Appeal versus Sine, B331391. Filed 5/19/25, published 6/17/25, CA 6, Division 2, CA 2nd, Division 6. Holding and looking at a cell phone while driving is illegal. Vehicle Code Section 23.1.23.5a states, quote, a person shall not drive a motor vehicle while holding and operating a handheld wireless telephone or an electronic wireless communications device, close quote, unless the phone is designed for hands-free operation and is being used that way when driving. Here, the defendant held his cell phone in one hand while driving. He was looking at a mapping application. Is this holding and operating the phone? Okay, he was holding it, but he argues he wasn't actively manipulating it. The Court of Appeal says, quote, we conclude operating under Section 23.1.23.5a prohibits all uses of a handheld wireless telephone's functions while driving, including observing a mapping application, close quote. So observing is operating. Peel versus Porter, H052404, 6325, CA 6th.